弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日再一次的相聚。
We're very happy to gather together on Sunday.
我们感谢主，过去两个星期天我们都有一些美好的见证在我们当中。
We thank the Lord for the past few, past two Sundays. We have great testimonies.
今天我们将会有一个新的信息跟大家分享。
Today we have a new, message for us.
因为我们知道我们教会今年的主题是
Because we know the theme of our church this year is
大家都忘记了。
Do you know?
请你打开你对请你打开你的周报，在周报的右下角哈。
It's on the
这个有这个同心合意兴旺福音。
Preach the gospel in one accord.
我们还没有在讲台有分享过关于我们的今年的主题。
So we haven't had any sermon on our theme yet.
所以今天我们就会为了教会的主题跟大家有一个分享。
So today we're going to share something around our theme.
好，让我们一起低头祷告来预备我们的心。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是赐福的神。
Because you are a God who gives blessings.
主，你给了我们生命中的一切。
Everything we have in our life belongs to you.
你祝福我们，并将我们在这个世界上赐给我们永生的盼望。
And you give us this life on earth and also eternal hope.
我们感谢主有这样一个宝贵的福音赐给我们。
And we thank you for this precious gospel.
也愿主你继续看顾我们的教会。
And we ask you to continue to guide our church.
也保守我们的弟兄姐妹。
And protect our brothers and sisters.
让我们将这宝贵的福音视成珍宝。
And let us to treasure this good news of gospel.
也愿主继续使用教会，可以使更多的人因着我们的事工而得到这宝贵的救恩。
And I pray that through our ministries and our church, more people will be reached by this good news.
我们恭敬将今天的信息交托主的恩手当中。
And we dedicate today's message to your holy hands.
让我们所讲的跟所听的都可以同感异灵。
Let us all be moved by one Holy Spirit.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
在二十世纪初，那个时候呢，全世界的基督徒大部分都集中在欧美地区。
At the beginning of the 20th century, most of the Christians live in Western countries.
但是100年后的今天，那个基督徒的分布状况已经发现了一个明显的变化。
But 100 years later, the demographics of Christians spreading all over the world.
那么复兴的浪潮呢，一浪高过一浪。
And the spiritual revival is spreading all over as well.
那么最近，尤其是在亚洲跟非洲，还有南美洲地区。
Especially in Asia, Africa, and South America.
那基督徒的数量呢，是不断的在增加。
The number of Christians just is exploding.
那么据说这个中国的基督徒的数目有可能都会成为世界上最多的基督徒的。
And there are estimates say that China might have the biggest numbers of Christians in the world.
但是没有人能够具体的统计出来这样的数字。
But statistically, we don't know that exact number.
但是保守的估计大概也有几千万人。
But the estimate is roughly like tens of millions.
所以有一位老的宣教士就曾经跟大家分享过啊。
So there was an old missionary once shared with us.
他说有没有想到过为什么上帝有这么多一下子兴起了这个华人的信徒。
God has raised up so many Chinese Christians.
而且中国人不论是在中国大陆而且在中国以外的地区。
Not only who live in China, but also outside of China.
所以也有很多很多的中国人都接受了耶稣基督的救恩。
A great number of Chinese accept Jesus as their personal savior.
其实这也是对我们自己每一个人一个很好的提醒。
That is also a great reminder for each one of us.
神把那宝贵的救恩赐给我们。
God give his precious grace to us.
所以让我们得到这 永生的盼望。
So that we have this hope for eternal life.
他的心意难道只是让我们自己得救而已吗？
God's will is not just for us to be saved.
所以今天我们就重温耶稣基督的教导。
So today we're going to review the commandments from Jesus himself.
让我们一起来思想，那么耶稣基督委托给我们的使命是什么？
Let's see what is the great commission that Jesus entrusted to us.
我想我们今天所看的经文就在《使徒行传》的第一章。
Today we're going to read the scripture in Acts chapter 1.
我们来读的是第四节到第九节。
We're going to read verse 4 to 9.
但是我们实际上所关注的就是一节经文，就是在《使徒行传》的第一章第八节。
But our core verse is Acts 1 verse 8.
我们来从三个方面来思想当代的华人信徒在北美这个环境下，我们怎么样来完成耶稣所交托我们的使命。
Let's ponder on, as Christians live in North America, how can we accomplish the mission that Jesus Christ entrusted us?
好，请大家打开《使徒行传》第一章，我来读中文 ，Rachel 来读英文。
Please turn our Bible to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传》第一章第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷。”要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me."
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
From John, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
他们聚集的时候问耶稣说：主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?
耶稣对他们说：父凭着自己权柄所定的时候日期，不是你们可以知道的。
And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority.
但圣灵降在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end.Of the earth.
说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一朵云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。
Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight.
我们知道福音书记载，当耶稣复活之后，他有40天的时间是和门徒在一起。
We know the gospel recorded after Jesus was resurrected, he spent about 40 days with his disciples.
这里记载的是耶稣在最后升天之前跟门徒在一起的情景。
This passage we just read record Jesus was with his disciples before he ascended to heaven.
虽然这个只有一节经文，但是这个信息量很大。
Although there is only one verse, but a lot can be digged out of it.
通常说，人讲的最后一句话怎么样，是最重要的，对不对？
We often say the last word is the most important one.
所以耶稣在离开这个世界所讲的最后一句话也不例外。
So as the last word of Jesus before he went back to heaven.
所以这段经文和马太福音第28章一样，都被称为耶稣基督的大使命。
So this passage is like the passage in Matthew 28 is called the Great Commission of Jesus Christ.
所以门徒是用了3年的时间是和耶稣生活在一起的。
The disciples followed Jesus and lived with him for 3.5 years.
但是当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，我们知道所有的门徒怎么样都逃散了。
But they all fled when Jesus was crucified.
但是当耶稣复活之后，他们又重新聚在一起。
But after Jesus' resurrection, they reunited.
但是这个时候，他们脑中还有很多的疑问。
But at this time, they still have a lot of questions.
所以他们首先的疑问，他们就问耶稣说：“主啊，你复活让以色列复国的日子是在什么时候？”
The first question they asked is, "Lord, is this the time that you will restore the kingdom of Israel?"
这是他们当时最深切的盼望。
That is the most, they're eager. This is what they want.
因为以色列当时他们是没有自己的国家，处在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because at that time, Israel was trampled down by the Roman Empire.
他们都说期望说，先知预言以色列复兴的日子是不是就在这个时候？
And they are wondering, as the prophecy says, will this be the time Israel be restored?
但耶稣告诉他们说，这个时候不是你们可以知道的。
But Jesus tells them, it is the time and the season you don't know.
相反，耶稣给了他们一个更崇高的使命。
But Jesus gave them something higher.
我们可以看到门徒的想法是说，哎呀，我要以色列复国。
We can see that the mindset of the disciples is to restore the kingdom of Israel.
既然耶稣可以从死里复活，行了这么大的神迹，那复活，让以色列复国的日子不是指日可待吗？
As Jesus resurrected from the death, he must have the power to restore the kingdom of Israel.
但是耶稣却告诉他们一个完全不一样的事情。
But Jesus told them something drastically different.
所以这就是一个观念的转变。
That is a shift of mind.
所以我们看到这《使徒行传》一章八节的第一个词是“但是”。
So the first word of Acts chapter 1 is but.
那但是这个希腊文里有好几个词来表示转折的啊。
There are several words in Greek for a turning point.
但是这里面用的这个词 Allah 就是一个非常强烈的一个转折。
But here the Greek word Allah is a very strong turning.
所以我们要领受耶稣基督的使命，首先你要有观念的转变。
So the first thing that to accept the mission from Jesus Christ is to have this shift of paradigm.
我们只有改变了这个观念，我们才能够领受这个使命。
Otherwise, so only by doing so, you can accept the mission.
那如果不是以色列复国的话，耶稣给他们的使命是什么呢？
So if restoring Israel is not the mission, what is it?
我们如果读这个使徒行传一章八节，会读到最后就讲到说，那个使命是做什么？做耶稣基督的见证。
So mission is revealed in verse 8 to testify Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督给我们的使命是什么？为他做见证。
That's the mission, to testify Jesus.
很多时候我们邀请人来教会，我们常常用一些不太正确的理由哈。
Oftentimes we invite other people to church for not justified reasons.
你说我们教会很好，很有爱心。
You may say our church is full of love.
这个都没有错的，教会非常有爱心。
That's true.
但是我想，这个不是福音的本质哈。
That is not the essence of the gospel.
我们邀请人来教会说，你来看耶稣基督在我们当中所做的奇妙工作。
We should invite people to come and see the wonderful things that Jesus Christ has done among us.
所以我们做见证不是见证自己。
So we do not testify ourselves.
所以我们过去两个星期有很美好的见证在我们当中。
Past few weeks, we have many beautiful testimonies.
很多弟兄姐妹跟我反映说这个见证非常好。
Many brothers and sisters came and say those testimonies are so wonderful.
因为我们见证不是讲自己。
Because we're not testifying to ourselves.
也不是讲我们教会。
We are not testifying to our church.
见证是讲耶稣在我们身上的工作所产生的美好的果效。
But to testify the great works and the impact of Jesus' work in our life.
我们把这样的经历跟人家分享，是希望他们可以怎么样，也可以认识耶稣基督。
When we share these witnesses, with others, we hope that they can accept Jesus as well.
所以这就是耶稣基督交给我们的使命。
That is the mission that Jesus gave to us.
观念的转变是需要勇气的。
So the shift of paradigm requires courage.
有时需要有勇气去面对我们，面对自我。
The courage to face oneself.
可能有人说，哎呀，这些门徒啊，都太笨了哈。
Some people may say, these disciples are so stupid.
怎么耶稣讲得很清楚，不就这个事情就明白了吗？
Jesus cannot be more clear.
但是我们读使徒行传就会发现，门徒听见了没有？听见，听见了。明白没明白？不明白。
If you read Acts, you're gonna notice the disciple hears, but they did not understand.
他们还是围在耶路撒冷那个地方哈。
They still stay in Jerusalem.
所以他们还没有完全理解到耶稣基督的使命是什么。
So they didn't get it. What is the mission?
所以这个观念的转变啊，真的不是件简单的事情。
So the shift of paradigm is not that simple.
所以我们有的时候觉得好像我们现在不需要像门徒那样的转变哈。
So sometimes you may feel like you are not like the disciples. You don't need to shift your paradigm.
实际上我们生在不同的文化和社会背景当中。
But in reality, we're all from different background, different culture.
我们有自己的观念哈。
We have our own mindset.
我们这个观念同样需要改变。
And that needs to be changed.
其实就像一个飞机一样哈。
It's like an airplane.
那个飞机如果起飞了之后，他就说，那好了，我就不用管它了，让它自己飞到目的地。我们知道这是不可能的。
Once the airplane take off to the air, if you just leave it by yourself, it won't get to the destination.
如果让它随着气流的转动随便飞的话，它不知道飞到哪里去了哈。
If you just let it follow the airs, then you don't know where it will end up.
实际上教会也是一样哈。
Same way for the church.
我们要实时的不断的什么校正它的方向哈。
We need to fine-tune and direct it.
因为周围的事情、社会的环境的变化都会影响摆佑我们哈。
Because there are surroundings, what is happening around us will all influence us.
我们要不断的调整，才能够达到目的地。
We need to keep fine-tuning it towards our destination.
那么大家可能读到今天的周报，看到其中有一条报告是关于喜乐小组的哈。
One thing that you might notice on a bulletin is about the announcements about Joy Group.
这就是一个观念的改变。
That is a shift of paradigm.
为什么？因为喜乐小组的成员，哎呀，都非常喜欢这个小组哈。
Because everyone in this Joy Group just love this group.
他们在一起查经都有很好的收获哈。
They had a great time doing Bible study together.
但是他们经过十年的发展，然后这些人都成为教会的骨干哈。
And through the past 10 years, everyone in this group become the pillar of this church.
那么小组就进入了终结期哈。
So that comes to the end of this group.
所以我们就决定说，这个小组就要怎么样？就要终结了。
So we come to the conclusion that this group needs to be put at an end.
终结的目的是因为它完成了它的使命。
The purpose is that the reason for that is it already accomplished its mission.
很多这个小组的成员，他们就开始去带领新的小组。
So many members from this group starts to seek to invite others.
那么很多的这个小组的成员都成为其他小组的骨干啊。
And many members that from this group becomes the leaders in a new group.
所以这就是一个观念的转变。
That is a shift of paradigm.
要有新的小组成立出来。
There needs to be new groups.
据说他们这个几个人要成立这个新的小组，他们还想叫喜乐小组啊。
And I heard that this new group still wants the name, carry on the name of Joy.
其实我是没有什么意见的哈。
I don't have any oppositions for that.
但是我们要知道这个新的小组跟以前的小组怎么样，完全不一样。
But we have to know that this is a new group.
我们有新的目标。
We have a new goal.
为什么？就是耶稣基督的使命。
That is the mission Jesus Christ gave us.
我们要借着新的小组，使更多的人可以接触到福音。
So that we can reach out to more people.
使更多的人在这个新的小组里面可以成长。
So that they can grow in this new group.
所以这个时候真的是要我们好好思想，上帝把我们这个加州中岸的华人教会放在这里，他的心意是什么？
What is God's intention for placing our church in the central coast of California?
所以我们要顺从神的带领哈。
We need to obey God's leading.
如果我们不去顺服的话，其实神的旨意照样会完成的。
If we don't obey, God's plan will be accomplished anyways.
但是就是我们没有得到其中的那个祝福了。
But we will be missing out.
所以弟兄姐妹，时间不会等待我们。
Brothers and sisters, the time will not wait for us.
所以我们要抓紧我们可以做工的时候，我们来为耶稣基督来做见证。
So let's make the most of the time to testify to Jesus.
以前有一个教会呢，它是在一个大学附近哈。
There used to be a church that are close to a university.
他们呢就做很多学生的工作。
So they did a lot of student ministry.
当然他们做的也很辛苦哈。
And that's a hard work.
后来这教会就慢慢就说了，哎呀，我们为什么要做学生工作呢？他们这些学生待几年就走了，对我们教会一点帮助都没有。
And someone from that church questioned, why do we focus on student ministry? They only stay here for a couple of years, then they leave.
所以当我们看不到这个使命的时候，我们觉得这个对我们教会没有帮助，于是他们就改变了他们教会的策略。
So you see, their decisions are made based on, is it beneficial for us?
但是同时也失去了什么？教会的活力。
But they lost the energy.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们面对这个现实的挑战的时候，真的让我们思想，神把我们放在一个地方，离这个大学这么近，我们的心意是什么？
So let's just ponder and focus, what is God's intention placing us here close to a college?
我是希望我们当中会有更多的大学生在我们当中哈。
It is our hope that we can have more students among us.
不是一个，两个。
Not one or two.
或者像过去我们大概有十几个哈。
Or about 10.
我在期望说，至少我们当中的50%希望是学生。
My hope is that at least 50% of our members will be students.
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有这样的勇气来面对这个挑战？
Do we have the courage to take this challenge?
我们当中50%的人是这个学校的教员、职员和学生。
50% of us will be students or staff or faculty.
我们离得这么近，除了这个学校，我们要做什么呢？对不对？
Because we're so close to it, and other than that, what can we do?
要想达到这样的目标，我想需要我们怎么样？观念的改变。
To reach this goal, it required a shift of paradigm.
有人说怎么样去改变观念呢？
How do we change our mindset?
我们怎么样做学生的福音说好像我们离他们越来越远的样子哈。
How do we start? Because we feel like we're drifting away from the students.
我们继续来看这段经文哈。
Let's continue to focus on the scripture.
一章八节讲到说，后面讲到圣灵降在你们的身上。
The Holy Spirit will fall upon you.
你们就得着能力。
You will have the power.
这个你们就指的是门徒。
You refers to the disciples.
所以我们看到说，这里有两个必不可少的条件。
So you see the two factors are essential.
一个是门徒
，disciples.
另外一个是圣灵
，Holy Spirit.
这个门徒呢，必须要等待圣灵才能去怎么样为耶稣做见证。
The disciples must wait on.The Holy Spirit.
这两个是不可以缺的哈。
You can't miss one of them.
你看圣灵呢，也是怎么样，要降在门徒的身上，才透过门徒去做见证。
And the Holy Spirit must fall upon the disciples to do the great.
如果我们要看到相反的情况，你可以想象那结果是怎么样。
You can imagine what if it's the opposite way.
这个门徒不等圣灵，自己就去做见证。
Disciples just went forward without waiting for the Holy Spirit.
大家想想那个效果是如何？
What will be the result?
或者说呢，这圣灵呢，自己觉得说，哎呀，这个门徒太笨了，靠着他们做事， 是成事不足，败事有余。
Or the Holy Spirit would consider these disciples are so stupid.
干脆算了，我自己去做见证好。
Leave them alone, and I will do the work by myself.
No, 这个不是神的计划。
That is not the plan.
神的计划是两个要一起怎么样，一起同工。
God's will is for the Holy Spirit and the disciples to work together.
很多的时候我们传福音呢，就是慢慢就会有这种失落感。
A lot of times we feel discouraged when we preach the gospel.
尤其是刚信主的时候，我们很有热情，我们要跟人家去分享福音。
Especially when we just got saved, we're so passionate about it.
但是我们抓住一个人就跟他讲福音。
And whoever we can get a hold of, we will share the gospel with them.
这样持续不了多久，我们后来就发现什么？你非常感觉有挫折感。
And that thrust will soon become a disappointment.
你讲了半天大概都没有人信的。
Nobody believes.
因为我们没有注意到说我们要跟谁来配合圣灵。
You have to work and cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
你要知道神在这个人身上做工到了什么程度。
Knowing what kind of work God has been working on this person.
神预备他的心到了什么程度。
How much his heart are prepared.
所以我们要有智慧，就是说我们知道跟圣灵怎么样去配合，怎么样去分享福音。
So we need to cooperate with the Holy Spirit to know how to properly share the gospel.
我想完成耶稣给我们的使命啊，一定需要我们跟神之间的配合才可以。
So achieve the Great Commission requires the teamwork and cooperation.
我想这是神的美意。
That is God's will.
我们和他一起工作。
And we work with him.
不是说我们去做我们的事情，去怎么样去自己去努力，把圣灵丢在一边。
You cannot put the Holy Spirit aside and then just work hard.
所以有人会讲说，哎呀，这个极端啊，变成说，这个是传福音吗？是神的工作，所以我们就不需要做了。
Might be two extremes. One is preaching the gospel is the work of God.
这个是错误的。
That is wrong.
我们需要做。
We need to do our part.
那么另外一个极端就是说，哎呀，我们一定要做哈，我们就没有考虑到圣灵给我们怎么样的预备跟带领。
The other mistake is that we just work hard by ourselves, ignoring the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们就拼命地讲说，哎呀，怎么样去吸引人来教会，怎么样把人带到教会，怎么样去增长，而没有考虑到说圣灵给我们的带领什么，上帝给我们哪些预备。
So that just focus all of the energy on how can we attract more people, but ignore what's the Holy Spirit's guidance.
以前有个牧师在推动福音工作在教会里面哈。
There used to be a pastor who pushed the gospel ministry.
他就说我们教会人数明年这个时候要翻一番，增加100%。
The goal for our church is that we will increase in numbers by 100% by next year.
怎么增加呢？你们每一个人带一个朋友来，我们不就增加百分之百了吗？
Every one of you invite one friend to our church.
所以每天他在宣告啊，告诉大家要增加。
So that he sets that goal for the members.
结果那个他定的那日期到了的时候，还是那些人哎。
So by the time of next year, it's the same group of people.
他到最后宣布下个星期就是了，我们下个星期每个人要带一个人来哈。
And he declares, say, next week is the deadline. Next time, bring one of your friends.
不过到了那个星期呢，不但这个没有达到那个人数，比平常人数还更少啊。
And then next week, there even fewer people showed up.
因为好多人带不来人，就还心想今天还算了，不要去教会了，压力太大了。
Because people feel so pressured.
所以我们传福音呢，我们不能靠自己的血气来做的。
So, the ministry of gospel, we cannot rely on ourselves.
所以一个人要可以信主的话，必须是神在这个人身上已经做了很多预备的工作。
If someone accepts the good news, much amount of work has been prepared in his heart.
所以我们一直要知道怎么跟圣灵去互动。
So we need to learn how to interact with the Holy Spirit.
不过讲到圣灵呢，这倒是很有意思的一个话题哈。
And the Holy Spirit is a popular topic.
那有些教会这个是很时髦的。
It's popular in some church.
一讲到圣灵，就讲到说有人会说预言，有人会说方言。
And you may hear Holy Spirit and speaking tongues.
我想我个人的立场是，我不会否认，但我也不会去追求。
My stand is we don't deny it, we don't pursue it either.
有人告诉我他有什么预言，我说 OK, good.
Someone say, we have this prophecy. I said, good.
但是呢。你要想做什么事，不会简简单单就凭着这个所谓的预言就去做事情。
But you do ministry, you cannot only rely on a prophecy.
你要靠什么？靠圣灵给你的带领。
But to rely on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以，如果你不知道圣灵怎么样带领你今天要做什么，将来要做什么的话，你再有很多的恩赐，其实也是没有用的。
So, If you don't know the leading of the Holy Spirit for your future, you have many gifts that's worthless.
那我怎么样去学习跟圣灵一起同工呢？
Then how do we learn how to cooperate and work with the Holy Spirit?
有人说，陈牧师这个很难哎。
You may say, Pastor, that's too hard.
我怎么知道圣灵跟我说话哈？
How would I know?
我怎么知道圣灵告诉我要做什么事情？
That what the Holy Spirit tells me to do.
其实这个说难也难，说容易呢也容易的。
But it is difficult, but it could be simple.
因为我们知道圣灵是个有位格的神嘛。
You know that the Holy Spirit is a person.
就打一个比方说，你怎么知道陈牧师他都在想些什么？
Just use this analogy. How do you know what Pastor Chen is thinking?
简单不过，你就多跟陈牧师在一起嘛。
Just spend time with him.
啊。如果你也吃饭也在一起、啊、走路也在一起
If you eat with him, walk with him.
然后你经常会打电话呀送短信呢、啊、对不对
And call him, text him.
时不时的还有在一起闲聊的时间呢
And chat with him.
哦你肯定会知道我在想什么
I'm sure you will know his thoughts.
我的习惯是什么
What he's used to.
我的爱好是什么
What's his hobby?
哎，我的挣扎是什么
？What's his struggles？
哎，我的困难在哪里
？What's the challenges？
你会一清二楚。
You will know。
同样的，我们怎么知道圣灵在告诉我们什么？你就多跟他接触就好了。
In the same way, interact with the Holy Spirit。
我们多花时间跟他在一起相处。
Spend time with him。
就是读经啊，祷告啊，默想啊。
Read the Bible, pray and meditate。
所以。慢慢的你就会晓得他的心意了。
You will know his will.
所以很多的时候如果我们不是有一个先入为主的概念。
So a lot of times we have a we are preconceived.
我们想到已经想好自己要做什么的时候我们就坚决要按照自己的想法去做。
We already made up our mind on something.
我们不会给圣灵有机会来改变我们的想法。
So we don't even give the Holy Spirit any opportunity to change your mind.
那自然我们就沿着自己要走的路就走下去了。
So that you will be stubborn and do your will.
所以观念的改变是跟我们顺从圣灵是密切相关的。
So the shift of mindset is closely related to this surrender to the Holy Spirit.
所以信徒我们在学习的过程中是一定要操练这个怎么去认识圣灵顺从圣灵。
So we should exercise how do we recognize the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我想我们在执事会里面我们常常都有一个不成文的原则。
So in our deacon's board, we have a rule.
我们不会有少数服从多数。
When it comes to decisions, we don't apply the minority, obey the majority.
我们从来也不会是多数服从少数。
Vice versa.
我们都是要在一起祷告，有一个共同的看见，尤其是在教会的重大的问题上，我们都要有这样。
Especially when we make a major decisions for the church, we have to pray together until we have a unanimous decision.
如果我们是说让圣灵来决定，让主来决定我们今天所做出的决定的话。
If we say we give God the authority to make the decision,
不是某一个人他有最强的意志来决定事情。
instead of following someone who has strong will,
我们都顺服在神的面前。
We all obey God.
所以这就是教会可以蒙神祝福的前提。
And this is the prerequisite that the church will be blessed by God.
所以呢，在这样我们顺服神的情况下，就能够得到神的祝福。
And by our submission, surrender, God will bless us.
以前呢，有一个在英国有一个很穷的鞋匠哈。
There used to be a shoemaker in England who was very poor.
那么他住的地，他没有受什么很多的教育哈。
Not educated.
他家里很穷的。
And came from a very poor family.
穷到一个程度是什么样子呢？他家里面的那个地呀、啊，就是土而已。
And so that they are living in a place that is just a dirt on the ground.
所以没有钱去做任何的装饰啊。
They don't have any money to do the decorations.
那么，但是他有一个心愿，他想怎么样，为主做些事情。
But he was determined to serve the Lord.
所以他祷告，后来他就神就差派他到印度去做宣教的工作。
So he prayed, and then God sent him to be a missionary in India.
那么在印度他做了几十年。
And he did the missionary for a couple decades.
那么神借着他行了很多奇妙的事情。
And God did a lot of wonderful miracles through him.
那么后来他的名字就被刻在宣教的历史上，人们称他为叫现代宣教之父。
And his name is engraved in the history of missionary, and people call him the father of modern missions.
他的名字就是 William Carey.
His name is William Carey.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看，神可以使用非常非常平凡的人。
And you see that God can use very ordinary people.
只要他愿意跟随神的圣灵的带领走。
As long as they are willing to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
那接下来我们要看哈。
And next we will look at this.
我们来看这段经文最后的一部分哈。
The last part of the scripture.
那就在说，并第使徒行传一章八节的这一段，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
It says, you shall reach to witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
这里啊有四个地名连在一起。
There are four locations.
第一个是讲耶路撒冷。
The first is Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是他们所居住的那个城市。
That's where they live.
那么犹大全地就是他们所这个所居住的那个地区。
And the all Judea is the area where they live.
那撒玛利亚呢，就是挨近他们邻近的那个地方。
And Samaria is in conjunction to where they live.
直到地极。
Until to the end of the earth.
那个时候的地极，他们想的地极是什么？就是罗马帝国的全部的这个地方，就是他们认为这已经是全世界都在这里了。
And that entails, at that time, the whole Roman Empire.
所以呢，这四个地名告诉我们什么呢？
So what does these four places tell us?
福音不会只待在耶路撒冷。
The gospel will not only dwell in Jerusalem.
福音要传遍所有住在犹大全地的这些人。
But it will be preached to all Judea.
不但要带犹大全地，还要到撒玛利亚这个地方。
And also preach to Samaria.
然后不但要撒玛利亚，要带整个罗马帝国的全地。
And not only that, to the whole Roman Empire.
其实我们读使徒行传就发现，门徒听到了，但是怎么样，还没有体会到这个使命啊。
The disciples heard but did not understand.
耶稣说：“你们要去。”他们就在耶路撒冷待着。
Jesus said, go to these places, but they stayed in Jerusalem.
但是后来他们怎么样离开的呢？是 逼迫来到，门徒哗一下就四散了，跑得到处都是。
So at the end, how they get scattered is they were persecuted.
福音才传开了。
So that the gospel was preached.
所以有人说这个撒玛利亚这个地区应该是代表着我们邻近的地区。
People say that Samaria represents the people in our next to us.
好像是我们的邻舍一样。
Represents our neighbor.
实际上除了这个之外还有另外一层含义。
There is another point to this.
撒玛利亚人实际上是代表那些我们还不太喜欢的人。
Samaritans represents people we don't like.
因为我们知道犹太人呢，他们不喜欢撒玛利亚人。
You know the Jews disliked Samaritans.
因为撒玛利亚人不是真正的犹太人。
They are not true Jewish.
他们是犹太人跟其他民族那些人混种的。
The Samaritans is a mixture of Israelites and Gentiles.
不但是混了种了，而且他们的信仰怎么样，也跟别的信仰混杂在一起。
Not only that, but also their faith is mixed with the Gentiles.
所以不再是纯正的犹太人的信仰。
So they're not pure Jewish.
所以犹太人都是说他们不会跟撒玛利亚人有任何来往。
So Jews set a clear cut with Samaritans.
如果他们要路过撒玛利亚这个地区，他们都要绕道而走。
So if they are traveling, they would detour just not to get any contact with Samaritans.
但是耶稣怎么跟他们说？
But what Jesus told them?
你们要到撒玛利亚去传福音。
Go preach the gospel to Samaria.
所以说，这个传福音呢，不但要给我们近处的人，也要给远处的人。
So preaching the gospel to those are near and those far away.
不但给传给我们喜欢的人，也要传给怎么样我们不太喜欢的人。
And must preach the gospel to those we like and those we dislike.
不然的话，我们就是目光短浅呢。
Or we are very nearsighted.
我们所做的一切也都是空中楼阁而已。
And we don't have a firm foundation.
感谢主，我们上个星期刚刚给这个素姐妹做过一个葬礼哈。
We just had a funeral service for our sister Sue.
我们看到在葬礼当中有十几位都是怎么样素的泰国的朋友。
Among the attendants, there are many Thai people.
那么他们都是讲泰国话啊。
And they speak Thai.
所以弟兄姐妹有没有想到过，我们只有想到说，我们只给华人传福音，因为我们是华人教会。
So if we constrain us, we only preach gospel to Chinese.
但是我们如果看到神的国度的概念的话，
But if you have the vision of God's kingdom,
泰国人在这个地方没有教会啊。
Those people from Thailand, they don't have a church here.
越南人在这个地方没有教会啊。
And also Vietnamese.
我们教会有没有想到过，我们怎么样把福音要传给这些个他们？没有听到福音的人当中。
Have you considered that how do we preach the gospel to those who haven't heard the good news?
弟兄姐妹，这个就是我们国度的概念。
This is the concept of God's kingdom.
所以教会呢，要有远见。
The church should have a vision.
我们不但在本地传福音。
We not only preach the gospel locally.
我们也支持宣教士到外地去传福音。
Well, we also support missionaries who are abroad.
我们不但看到华人的需要，我们要把福音传给他们。
We not only see the needs of the Chinese.
我们也看到在我们社区中其他的种族，他们没有福音的话，我们有没有这样的负担？
We also see people from other nations and areas.
所以我们要警惕这个本位主义哈。
So we need to be cautious about individualism.
本位主义就是说我们只要看到自己的需要啊。
Which just focus on our own needs.
或者是保护主义。
Or protectionism.
保护主义将自己的需要放在第一优先哈。
Puts my need first.
所以我们做福音的工作，我们要推动，我们首先应该把上帝的国度。放在第一位。
So instead of that, we should always prioritize God's kingdom.
我想这也是我们蒙上帝祝福的一个 前提条件。
That is also the prerequisite for the blessings from God.
那大家都知道这几年韩国发展很快哈。
We all know that Korea is developing very fast.
不但韩国的经济实力提升很快。
The economy of Korea.
是在亚洲四小龙当中毫无疑问他已经把其他三个都甩在后面了。
They are one of the top in Asia.
但是韩国的教会也是发展很快。
And also the Korean church developed fast.
韩国的基督徒的人数差不多占总人口的35%啊。
They have about 35% of the Korean population are Christians.
那我们华人的比例大概只有6%左右。
And our Chinese are just estimate to be 6%.
最高的估计也不会超过10%。
Even the maximum estimate won't exceed 10%.
因为主要是大陆，我们不确定知道有多少基督徒。
Because there is no way to do the statistics.
香港大概6%。
Hong Kong is about 6%.
台湾只有1%-2%。
Taiwan is about 1-2%.
所以你知道韩国很多的韩国的基督徒啊，就是把一个世界地图摆在他面前。
You know, a lot of Korean churches, they have a globe map in their church.
然后他们就祷告求神告诉他们他们要去哪个地方做宣教的工作。
And they would pray hard, asking God, where do you want us to go?
所以神就差派韩国的宣教士去世界很多的地方都有。
So God has answered their prayers, sending a lot of Korean missionaries all over the world.
我想这也是韩国教会这几年这么蒙神祝福的原因之一。
I think that's one of the reasons why Korean church has been hugely blessed in the past few years.
弟兄姐妹，观念的改变。
The shift of mindset.
圣灵的带领。
The leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们要看到上帝国度的需要。
And embracing the kingdom of God.
这是我们要完成基督福音使命非常重要的三部曲。
That is an important three steps for us to accomplish the Great Commission.
我们大家都非常喜欢我们敬礼的时候，哇，弟兄姐妹欢喜快乐的样子哈。
I believe that we all enjoyed the baptismal service.
我们去年做在这个疫情之后的第一次敬礼的时候，哎呀，大家非常开心。
Last year is our first baptism after the pandemic.
有很多弟兄姐妹跟我说，陈牧师，我们应该多做这样的哈。
Brothers and sisters tells me, Pastor, we should do more often.
但是我们要传福音呐，不传福音，你怎么会有这样的得救的人在我们当中，对不对？
So you need to preach the gospel, otherwise, where do we find those people?
我们今年不传福音，我们明年就没有人得救的人在我们当中。
We don't preach the gospel this year, then next year we won't have any baptisms.
所以我们要不断的努力哈。
So we have to work hard.
如果我们不去努力做神的福音的工作，我们的教会就会慢慢退出历史的舞台。
If we don't evangelize, then our church will eventually diminish.
所以教会的价值啊，不在于它有多少的会员。
So the value of a church does not lie on how many people are there.
也不在于它有多少的资产。
Or how many assets it has.
你知道有些教会是可以富可敌国。
You know that there are churches that are wealthy like a nation.
所以他的教会每年的这个收入啊，比这个世界上好多那个穷的国家都要多哈。
The church revenue a year is probably more than some of the poorest nation.
但是他首先要看的，神看怎么看？神看你是不是有参与上帝的使命。
But God sees us, and to see if we participate in His will.
可能有人会说，哎呀，陈牧师啊，这个你说的这些都是很好，但是这得给有才能的人去干的。像我这种都是没有什么才能，哎，不会跟人传福音，什么都做不了的哈。
People may say, well, those missions are great, but they are for people who have talents. I don't have any.
你可以试试看，神能不能使用你哈。
But give it a try and see if God can use you.
那么只有不愿意给神使用的人。
There is only people who is not willing to be used by God.
还没有看到过说上帝不能使用的人。
I've never seen anyone who cannot be used by God.
你看到整个的这个教会的历史就是这样。
You see that throughout the church history.
以前呢，有一个年轻的这个少年人哈。
There used to be a young man.
那他是出生一个破碎的家庭。
Who grew up in a broken family.
这破碎也不是现在，现在到处都是破碎的家庭。
He didn't live in this age, which is full of broken families.
那上个世纪，你倒数七十年、八十年，那个时候有一个破碎的家庭啊，这个很少见。那整个社区里大概就你们家是这样子啊。
70-80 years ago, in one community, there might be just only one broken family.
哎呀，他非常的这个自卑哈。
Because of that, he is very self-conscious.
所以呢，但是他就教会里有一个弟兄啊，就非常的喜欢带领这些小孩子们。
So there is a brother in church who is willing to serve the young kids.
那后来呢，在有一次他带领这个弟兄呢，他的名字叫 Walter 哈，他就带领着孩子们去野外旅行的时候哈。
So one time this brother Walter he led the kids to the hiking.
他就跟这个来自破碎家庭的小孩子跟他分享上帝的爱。
And he shared God's love with this young boy who came from a broken family.
那他就接受了耶稣基督成他的个人救主。
And this boy accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
那后来这个小孩子就成为了一个非常虔诚的基督徒。
And then later on, he grew up to be a very faithful Christian.
而且在神学院里面教书五十多年哈。
And he ended up teaching in theology for 50 years.
那么是一个很有成就的人。
He became a man with many accomplishments.
他的成就就在于他用他的生命怎么样影响了很多人的生命。
And his life had a lot of influences on many other people.
我想这是当初那位 Walter 弟兄他也没有想到的。
And Brother Walter would never imagine.
其实那位弟兄就是一个普普通通的人。
And he is just an ordinary people.
但上帝借着他所成就的远远超过他所思所想。
But what God accomplished through him is beyond his imagination.
所以弟兄姐妹，我再重复于我刚才讲的那句话。
So I'll repeat one more time.
只有不肯为上帝所用的人。
There's only people who are not willing to be used by God.
没有上帝不能使用的人。
There is nobody that cannot be used by God.
愿神祝福他的话语。
May God bless his words.
Amen.
Amen.